You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We were talking on Friday. Something came up about the one who got away, but we thought it would be interesting to twist that a little bit and talk about the one who thankfully got away. It's funny. I had this conversation with my stepdaughter not long ago when she was 15 and 16. She had a boyfriend and nobody liked this guy. It's one of those, right, where you can usually find at least one or two people like, no, he's not bad. He's fine. But everyone's like, no. And she was so hung up on him. And finally, you know, that ended and she was heartbroken and sad and all that other stuff. But now, you know, she's 20 and I had a talk with her just a few weeks ago and somehow that came up. And she was like, oh, my God. She goes, I don't know what I was thinking. I'm so glad, you know, that that ended when it did. And, you know, you need that you need that buffer of time to be able to appreciate that you're glad something didn't work out.
Yeah, you look it now with an outside perspective saying, my God, what was I thinking?
Camille wrote to us. She said, I heard you were going to talk about the one who you're glad got away. She says, I was engaged to a guy for almost a year, but I kept getting a weird feeling about everything. With about 2 months to go before our wedding, I told him I couldn't do it. He was eerily quiet about everything and eventually just dropped out of sight. 1 year later, he was arrested for being a drug pusher, which he had done for 10 years. I'd never known a thing.
Whoa. Yeah, so, you don't want to be mixed up with that.
She would have been married for 1 year when the knock would have come on the door. So sometimes you have to be thankful that they got away.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just for me personally, there was a young lady I was with, you know, a little bit before Knickknack for quite a while. And everyone around me was like, you need to move on. This isn't good. She's not right for you. And, you know, I was a smitten kitten for a while.
And it's hard to listen to other people.
It is. And we broke up. And, you know, now I can't imagine life without my Knickknack. But I did hear, and I've seen pictures of her now, too. And you know me, I'm just Mr. Clean Cut, you know, good boy, Jer Bear here. A lot of tattoos on her, like all over. That wouldn't have worked out. My mom would have flipped out. She's been married like 4 or 5 times. Money issues, like the list goes on and on. And I'm like, ooh-wee. If I had ended up with that, life would have been a lot different. A lot different.
Although she might have pushed you in ways that would have been good for you, too.
Right. along those lines, Hank wrote in. He said, the one that thankfully got away, my last girlfriend, we broke up 2 years ago, found out through mutual friends she ended up getting a neck tattoo. I guess Hank's not a fan of the neck tattoos.
What's all the negative stuff about the tats going on?
Well, I guess if you have one about your neck and face, it just doesn't look good in the wedding photos. I don't know. Get your own tattoos, live your life, but this is just what people are writing in. And then this one made me laugh. Erica said, the one that got away, the guy who sat way too close to the steering wheel.
What does that mean?
I guess it just was really annoying that when he's in his car, he was like, all
like
the way
T-Rex?
Up on that.
He was like a T-Rex
driving. T-Rex
driving,
God forbid, if the airbag would have went off. Would have blown him into the back seat.
There was somebody that I carried around in the back of my mind for many years that I was like, she's the one that got away. She's the one that got away. I shouldn't have let that one get away. And it took me a while to finally do that compare. You know, it's almost like comparative shopping kind of thing or whatever. Mm-hmm. When you're like, oh, maybe she wasn't that
great. That's right. Yeah.
Of course, she's saying the same thing about me. She's like, he wasn't that great. but there are some, like, I can think of two that I was always really glad later that they got away. But you can't see it in the moment. You know, you're kind of wrapped up with all the pheromones and hormones and everything else, whatever. Now, I'm not sure. I've been debating whether or not, Jeremy, we should read this one from Chrissy.
I mean, it's like the ultimate, thank God I didn't end up with this person. It truly is the ultimate one. I mean,
she says she was engaged to a guy, broke up with him, and 6 months later, he went back to his home state and killed his parents.
Well, there you have it. Yeah, that would have put a damper on the relationship.
We're starting at the pinnacle of, you know, thankfulness, I guess.
Yeah, that's freaky.
I have to laugh at Edgar. He wrote in. He goes, I hate to say this, but I'm that guy that they are happy they let go of.
Well, with a name like Edgar. Creepy Edgar. Lisa wrote in, dated a guy I thought was so hot. Then he started talking. He said we wouldn't work out because I was too quiet. Truthfully, I couldn't get a blanking word in edgewise. Sayonara, pal. That's from Lisa.
I want to give a virtual high five to Shannon, who says the one who thankfully got away. She goes, he now has a man bun. You know, this thing about taking shots at people for their hair choices and their tattoos, you people have got to get over that stuff.
Heidi says, my boyfriend, two boyfriends ago, turns out he was a real klepto and was caught multiple times stealing items from gas stations. He's now in jail. It's from Heidi.
We've heard from a few people where the law has been involved.
Yeah, a couple more coming in about being registered sex offenders now. Janice says, the one that got away, the guy that had his bedroom decorated in all Disney memorabilia. It's hard to get freaky deaky when Goofy's looking down at you, right?
Do you remember that the message we got 2, 3, 4 years ago, or whatever? Who a woman said she was dating a guy, and they kept going to like her place, and then finally she went. They'd been like together for 2 or 3 months or whatever, and they finally went back to his place for the first time. And she said he had Star Wars sheets.
Oh, yes. Yes, I remember that Star Wars sheets guy.
She was like, what? He was a grown-ass, like, 30-something-year-old man, and he had Star Wars sheets
Force
on his bed.
Force is not strong in this relationship.